Blog Talk Radio.
This is the story of a sunroof guy hanging on a cross for me. But it ends with a bride and groom in a wedding by a glassy sea. Oh, death, where is your sting? 'Cause I'll be patient.
Bendito Pai, em nome de Jesus, nós te glorificamos por mais esta vigília.
por nos dar condições para estarmos diante de Ti, Pai, vigiando, servindo-Te, honrando-Te com as nossas vidas. Que em tudo o Teu Filho, Yeshua, Jesus Cristo, seja glorificado pelas nossas vidas, Senhor. Que possa o Teu Espírito Santo passear entre nós e possa o Teu povo, Senhor, receber toda a provisão, direção e bênçãos que Tu tens, segundo a necessidade de cada um. Senhor, vem passear entre os lírios. Tu és, Senhor, o jardineiro e esta igreja, Senhor, é comprada pelo Teu sangue. Por isso, nós oramos para que nada do adversário possa impedir as Tuas bênçãos. Que o Teu povo saia acrescentado na Tua graça, segundo a necessidade de cada vida. Que este programa possa contribuir para que a glória do nome de Jesus Cristo seja acrescentada em cada vida, em cada família, em cada lar. Este é o nosso desejo, Senhor. E nós oramos em nome e para a glória de Jesus. Amém. Os amados, mais uma vez, agradecemos a vossa presença. Abençoamos em nome de Jesus a todos aqueles que estão ouvindo este programa e aqueles que irão ouvir também nos arquivos. Em primeiro lugar, nós queremos pedir desculpa pela minha voz, que está um pouco diferente. Temos sido fustigados com as mudanças de tempo aqui na Europa e por isso temos fraquejado na saúde, mas nada que a graça de Deus não possa cuidar, e também os bons medicamentos têm ajudado para que estejamos hoje aqui, mais uma vez, com alegria e disposição para servir o Rei. Sabemos que tudo isso é como um jogo de xadrez. Quando Deus quer operar alguma coisa, o inimigo faz tudo para impedir. Mas como maior é aquele que está connosco, diz-nos aqui nesta vigília, unidos com os irmãos da América, que trabalham na reserva norte-americana de Pine Ridge, irmão Marcos, irmão Curtis, prontos para mais uma jornada, mais uma batalha, mais uma lição que vem da parte de Deus, acerca do que é servir o Reino. E hoje, em particular, o tema fala da preparação do exército, a purga que é necessária haver nas nossas vidas para servir a Deus em condições, da forma como Ele deseja, nada melhor do que uma reação do inimigo para nos tentar atingir, para comprovar o ensino que vai ser transmitido pelo nosso. Quero acrescentar que tanto eu como o irmão Marcos temos sido severamente atingidos na nossa saúde. Eu particularmente tenho estado de cama. Sei que o irmão Marcos também tem sido atingido nos pulmões. Inclusivamente recebeu duas ameaças de morte satanistas. Mas aqueles que ainda estão do lado do inimigo, trabalhando, às vezes inconscientemente, pensando que estão fazendo coisas boas, que nos sirva de exemplo. Contra Jacó, o bichinho, Deus, não há encantamentos que produzem efeitos. O maior é o que está connosco. E se ainda não entenderam isso a bem, não entenderam mal. Este projeto, esta obra, não é nossa. Não fomos nós que nos convocámos a nós mesmos. Temos um Rei que está diante de nós, fazendo cumprir a sua própria palavra, reunindo o seu exército, ossos secos, sem valor algum, mas estão sendo borrifados com o sangue do Cordeiro, cheios com o seu espírito que está vivo. E, contrariando aquilo que é o ensino de muitos, dentro de um sistema religioso que perpetua as falácias do inimigo, atente, porque contra os verdadeiros ungidos de Deus, vocês não devem tocar. E os verdadeiros ungidos são aqueles que Deus unge, capacita, e não aqueles que se ungem a si mesmos. Que Deus abençoe a todos. Estaremos transmitindo em duas línguas, pedindo paciência a todos os nossos irmãos que falam português e não falam inglês, que Deus tem-nos aberto portas maravilhosas, corações maravilhosos, lá longe na América, que apesar de não falarem português, sentiram a presença do Espírito Santo. E fazem-se presentes, não apenas ouvintes, mas participantes no chat. Pudéramos nós contar com vocês também que falam português lá. Mas infelizmente são poucos, muito poucos aqueles que aparecem. Um dia, quem sabe, estaremos todos juntos aqui no chat, falando em inglês e em português, mas que Deus abençoe a todos da mesma maneira. Que este exército não pare de crescer. Graça, estatura, sabedoria e conhecimento. Em nome de Jesus. Dear brothers and sisters, thank you again for your presence. It's a great pleasure for me to have your presence here on the chat room, and those that don't use the chat room. It's a great joy for us that serve the Lord to have our family gathering here, hearing the shofar. I want to apologize for my voice because I have been ill. I have been in bed since the last weekend that we have the presence of the pastor Doug Riggs, and we talk about the MKUltra Ultra program, mind control program. The enemy had tried to stop this wave of blessings that God is bringing to his body. It's not only me, also brother Marcus, and before it was Curtis. We have been feeling how the hand of the enemy is desperate to stop this wave of blessings that God is bringing to his army. And nothing better than this fact to show how true is the teaching that Brother Marcus will bring here today about the purge, preparation of the army that God is bringing to this world. Because every time that our Lord wants to do something, the enemy moves his pieces, makes all the efforts to stop the plan of God, but he's a loser. He cannot stop what God wants to do. But this is will show how important it is to our family to understand this chess game that is being played with our souls. For us to serve God, to follow Jesus Christ, we need to be purged. We need to be tested by fire. And this is what Brother Marcus will bring here. Against all odds. Because he has been healed too. Severe problems of health. And more than that, with death threats from the Satanists. But you know, for those that are encamped on the enemy's army yet and trying to do his will, I want you to know that if you didn't understand yet, with good will, that you are on the wrong side of the war. I want you to know, you that are the spies of the devil, that are hearing this program to try to bring the word to the enemy camp, how to attack us. I want you to know something. Sooner or later, you will understand that you are serving the wrong God. You are serving the loser. And you will understand that sooner or later, with good or with bad fruits for your own life. I want to give a warning for you that are trying to stop what God wants to do. It's not because I have the power or some of us have power. No. It's because God gave us His power to do His will. And this is the will of God. To raise an army of dependent people from His grace. People that know they are nothing, zeros, without Jesus Christ, Yahushua. People that completely depend on His grace. People that know that they are the weakest person in the face of the world. But people that are being empowered by the King of Kings. Because they have a real compromise with the sacrifice of Jesus Christ that you cannot stop in our life. We don't believe in our resources. But we believe in the holiness of that one that died on that cross, went to hell, and bring freedom to those that were waiting for him, who accepted them, and for those who have accepted and followed here. So, careful, because your cup are being filled, and when comes out, you better start running, because it's time for payback. In Jesus' name, you will not stop the dry bones army to become the most powerful army on the face of this earth. And you will see. You are only losing your time. Because we only will be killed when our God decides. Not when your God decides. Careful with that trap to an anointed one of the King of Kings. Careful. Because the time for payback is near. Repent and let God do what He wants to do. Repent. My brothers, we will be worshiping our Lord with some wonderful songs. And I have already here Brother Marcus and Curtis, I think. I have two numbers here, I think it's them. Please, let's breathe the Holy Spirit. Let them embrace our lives. In Jesus' name.
Não tenho um tom, não tenho palavras, não tenho uma corda que me socorra agora. Tudo foi embora, só tenho você. Abri o silêncio que mostrou os meus vícios. Me agarro contigo, vem, me socorra agora. Tu
Oh, la la la.
town of Bethlehem looks like another silent night. Above your deep and dreamless sleep, a giant star lights up the sky. And while you're lying in the dark, there shines an everlasting light. For the King has left his throne and is sleeping in a manger tonight, tonight. Oh Bethlehem, what you have missed while you were sleeping, where God became a man and stepped into your world today. Oh Bethlehem, you will go down in history as a city with no room for its king. While you were sleeping, while you were sleeping, the little town of Jerusalem looks like another silent night. The Father gave his only Son, the way, the truth, the life had come, but there was no room for him in the world he came to save. Jerusalem, what you have missed while you were sleeping, the Savior of the world is dying on your cross today. As a city with no room for its king, while you were sleeping, while you were sleeping. United States of America looks like another silent night. As we're sung to sleep by philosophies that say the trees and kill the children, and while we're lying in the dark, there's a shout heard across the eastern sky. America, will we go down in history as a nation with no room for its king? Will we be sleeping? Will we be sleeping? United States of America looks like another silent night.
Amen. Glory to God, glory to Jesus. Let's call our warriors. Let me see who is here. Hello, who is here?
This is Brother Marcus.
Hello, great warrior. How are you?
Well, I'm blessed, and I want to greet everyone tonight in the name that's above every name in heaven, on earth, and below, and that's the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Yahushua, our Redeemer, our Healer, and the one that we look to and trust in these times and days that we're living in. My brother, it's so great of an honor to be with you tonight. I appreciate you making this platform possible. You're such a blessing to so many people, and we thank God for you.
We all are blessings to each other. Let me call my dear brother Curtis here.
To be honest, Curtis. Brother, we have Brother Nathan with us tonight. He is another spiritual
brother
son
Nathan.
Of ours. Yes.
Okay. Please introduce us, our brother.
I sure will. This is Brother Nathan, and he is a young man of God. He has been in the ministry for a number of years, and God has called him and chosen him. He's joined to us in the Spirit of God to be a part of that army that God is raising up. So I'm going to ask Brother Nathan just to greet you, Brother Jose, and just to say hello to the listening audience tonight before we get into the teaching.
Is it on your phone or is it on the other one?
He's on a cell phone.
So it's the other number I have here on the list, right?
Yeah, it'll be 605 something.
Okay, so I'm going to unmute him. Brother Nathan, are you there?
Yes, sir. I sure am.
Hi. Pleasure to meet
hello.
You.
Hello. Thank you.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Please.
This is Brother Nate.
Can you hear me? Can you
yes,
hear
I
me?
Yes, I can. Yes, sir.
How are you? How are you, brother?
Good, good. Doing great. Thank you for asking.
Thank you. You're most welcome amongst our family. You are
Amen.
Really welcome here. Please. Let us know your story, because I know that Brother Marcus brought you here with a purpose.
Amen.
I appreciate it. Thank you. If you don't mind, I'm just going to just honor the Lord and honor the people of the Lord and everything that we're coming
okay,
into,
brother.
Because one of the things that I want to see done in us is that as we die, that Christ arise. And all I'm looking for is just a seed. A grain, a salt, you know, a grain of his nature transforming in me as it will be into the body. And as we unite as one body, you're going to see the man-child come forth in the authority of the Christ that we're all seeking for.
Amen.
So that's what I'd like to share, just declare.
Amen. Amen. So, Brother Marx, please conduct the program. It's yours. Just feel free
to man of God, I want to say that tonight, again, just bless everyone that's listening tonight, and we bless you, Brother Jose, we bless your wife, we bless your family, and the ministry that
Thank
God
you.
Has established you through you, we honor that. A couple of days ago, I emailed you the title for tonight's show, which was what I called Purged and Prepared. And Brother Jose, I didn't realize that those two words actually appeared in the same scripture until I went to the Word tonight, right before the show, to cross-check one of the scriptures that I plan to use. And to my surprise, although I've read that scripture a number of times, both words were in that same scripture. Isn't it interesting, Brother Jose, how the Holy Ghost can take the Word of God and just connect it together, line up on line, priest upon priest, and begin to bring forth truth. So I thank God the Holy Ghost confirmed that tonight. Let me read the scripture, Brother Jose, that I have to the audience tonight. It's in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21. And the Word of God says that if a man therefore purge himself from these things, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet the master's use, and here's the second word, prepared unto every good work. Now, to understand verse 21, you really need to go back up to verse 20, which says, in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. And Brother Jose, what I see the Father doing, I see that he indeed wants to prepare us for the ensuing battle that is now present but also yet to come in greater degrees. But in order for our preparation to fight, there must first be a purging. And I can personally testify, Brother Jose, that the Lord himself is an excellent gardener. He has been digging in my field, turning up soil, turning up rocks, and digging deep inside my soul and heart these last few weeks. Saints, I want to decree tonight in the name of the Lord that God is doing a deep work. And he is turning up the fire of purging. And as it said in verse 21, it spoke of vessels that are to be vessels of honor and to be sanctified and meet for every master's use. Then in verse 20, he speaks of the gold and silver. And Brother Jose, you know that in order for the gold and silver to come to its state of perfection, there has to be an intense refining first, and that comes through fire. Oh, yeah. And it is purged and prepared, and it goes through that process. And everyone that's listening tonight, my brother, is going through a process of purging. Now, God wants to make us, as we touched on last week, good soldiers, and he wants to purge us of everything in ourselves that's unlike him. Let me release something that is interesting. What the Lord is looking for in you, he's looking for himself. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean that the Father wants to find in you the very nature of the Word of God and the Spirit of God. He's looking to find himself in you. And there are people, as Brother Nathan said, that are going to die to themselves and live unto God. But you're going to go through that purging process. You have to. It's a pattern that the Lord has established. Now, many have been under intense pressure. They've been under intense pressure spiritually, things dealing with their soul realm, and even physical affliction. We've been through it recently ourselves. So we're feeling the pressure of the adversary, but at the same time the adversary is trying to do everything he can to steal, kill, and destroy. God is doing a greater work in us. And the greater work that he's doing is the very work that the Scripture speaks of here. There is a purging for the preparation. And Brother Jose, please feel free to comment on that and jump in there before I give a couple of other scriptures that we have tonight.
I was remembering, I don't know where it is, I'm going to check here on my Bible online, but there's a proverb, I think, that talks that all the vase can only be called saint after being proved. Something like this.
Yes.
I don't know. So, for people to know the real kingdom of God, we must understand that Jesus said he will attempt to baptize us with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
Yes.
So, there's something here, there's a mystery here that we must understand, that on the fake Christianity system, the religious system, it's just to say that the Holy Spirit, it's a symbol of fire. It's true, but that fire doesn't symbol. It's not a symbol only for the Holy Spirit. It's a symbol also for the trials, for the wars that is already here. Jesus said that.
That's right.
He didn't bring peace, bring the sword, because the war was already declared. And this is what the religious system, the trap of the religious system is doing to the true body of Christ. It's making weak soldiers, because he's preaching and selling a gospel that doesn't prepare the army, doesn't prepare the Christians, the followers of Christ, to fight. Just prepare them to receive, to receive, to receive. But Jesus doesn't bring only blessing. He brings service. He brings fight, because this is not our world. We are the true aliens here. We are the invasions. We are the invaders here. We came to destroy the strongholds of the enemy, like our master, not just to receive blessings here. So this is the real army. When we start just being fed with blessing, something is wrong. So Peter says that when we are on trial, we should rejoice.
Yes.
Father, I know how hard it has been for you this week, as you have been in contact. You know how hard it was for me, so hard that I couldn't hear your programs on the weekend. I literally went to bed and swept all my t-shirts and had to change because I couldn't stay up. After being with a pastor in the program, with Pastor Doug Reeves, who is a great man of God, who deals with the women that were slaves of the Illuminati, were called the mothers of the new Nephilim, and were split in his personalities. And brother, you better believe that this is a great war. If you say that you are a Christian and you are not enduring a battle in your life, something is wrong. Because the real warrior, it's being prepared on these days to fight, not to receive only blessings. We will receive blessings on the proportion that we engage the fight. When you are remembered by the Holy Spirit to pray for Brother Marks, to pray for Pioneer Parties, to pray for destroying strongholds, and you response, the men don't see, but the captain sees. And this is your reward, because God, when you are under attack, God will raise a faithful one to pray for you when you don't have strength. So
yes,
we must understand that this is a fight. This is not only peace. He is the Lord of peace, I know, but he is the Lord of peace to us, to this world. Jesus is the conqueror.
Amen.
Jesus is the judge. Jesus brings sword. This is my comment, brother.
Well, I praise God for the process, brother, that he has brought you through to make you the warrior that he has called you to be. I give honor to where honor is due, because that's scriptural. And I'm going to encourage everybody to submit to the process that our dear brother Jose himself has been through. He has been through much, but going through much tribulation has caused him to enter into the kingdom of God. Brother Jose is a man of the kingdom, and I think that's why our hearts are so happy, because we preach the kingdom of God. For when the kingdom of God comes, there's a manifestation and a demonstration of power and authority over every satanic wile and scheme and over every demonic force. There is no greater force than the kingdom of God. And we have to begin to understand that as we seek the authority of the kingdom of God, and as we seek the power that Jesus said that we can have, the first most important step, again, I go back to what Prophet Nathan said, was the fact that we must die daily, like the Apostle Paul said, for only in the process of death do we find his life. In the process of the death of our flesh, we find his life. And going through that refining fire and going through that daily process of dying, that's when Father is going to begin to do the work in us and prepare us for that fight. This is a fight. Brother Jose, you said that so well. For those believers that don't understand that we're in a fight, then you must be asleep. You must not be awake yet. And I pray the Holy Spirit awakens you to the intensity of the level of warfare that the body of Christ is already in. And we're also under a major degree and level of deception right now going on, as even infiltrated the church, unfortunately. But there is going to be an awakening of true remnant believers, worship warriors. They're going to have the heart of Father. They're going to have the grace to go through the process of being purged. And in that scripture of verse 21, it says, "If a man therefore purge himself from these things," and these things are, you know, elements of the old nature, the wood, earthly things, theologies of men, all these things must be purged out of us so we can be prepared to do a good work for Jesus. And Brother Jose, I see right now that the winds of the Holy Spirit are blowing across this earth, and he is beginning to bring the life of God. You spoke of the dead bones earlier, that dead bone army. Well, that dead bone army is about to become the most authoritative, powerful, demonstrative body on this earth that the world has ever seen. These bones shall live. These bones shall be gathered together. These bones shall become unified. These bones shall experience the same unity of Psalms 133, that as the head was connected to the body, that oil of the Holy Spirit came all the way down from the head down to the very foot and to the very least member of the body. There is going to be, in the face of Antichrist powers, in the face of darkness, in the face of elitists that are out there trying to dictate and dominate the world in the direction that they would like to take it, there is a group of believers, there is a group of warriors that are going to be empowered by the Holy Spirit to stand in the wisdom of God, in the authority of God, in the nature of God, and do really realistic warfare against the devil. The devil's not going to get no free ride in this last day. You're going to see the God of peace arise, but the God of peace shall have a bride that was wearing, that's wearing battle boots, amen, to crush Satan under her feet. This is prophesied in Scripture. And God is going to use it, Brother Jose, to do that. People like yourself, people like us here. And let the devil give it his best shot, because on his best day, he cannot overcome the saints that came through tribulation. He cannot overcome that group of saints that follow the Lamb whithersoever he goes. He cannot overcome that company who says, "If God be for us, who can be against us?" Amen. If anything, we are learning warfare with every attack and every assault of the enemy. We're learning to outwit him in prayer. We're learning to outwit him in spiritual direction from the Holy Spirit. There is no greater army that's ever been raised up than this last day end time group of believers that Father is purging right now. Now, why does God take us through that purging process? And I'm reminded of the scripture that Jesus himself spoke of in the Gospel of John. And it's so relevant, I believe, to tonight's subject and tonight's title. But in the Gospel of John, Brother Jose, the Lord said this, and I believe we're seeing God do that right now. What did I say? John 15, I'm sorry. John chapter 15, verse 2. Listen to what Jesus said in John 15, 2. "Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he takes away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit." Why are you being purged right now out there? Because the Lord has seen that you have borne fruit, but he wants you to bear more fruit. And in order to bear more fruit, you have to go through that purging process. Now, what does God use to bring the purging to us? If you read John 15, verse 3, Jesus said, "Now you are clean through the word which I've spoken to you." You see, the word of God, illuminated by the Holy Spirit, is like water. It washes us. It makes us clean. As we allow him to speak to us, we are washed. The Bible talks about the washing of the water of the word. And Father right now is pouring out through renting heavens the waters of heaven. It is washing us and making us pure and holy and righteousness in his righteousness. As we die to self and as we are washed, we are going to become more fruitful as we receive the power of his spoken word. And it's Father's desire, it's Father's will, that no matter how much fruit or even how little fruit that you've already borne, it's Father's desire that you bear more fruit. Now, when I think of fruit, I think, first of all, of the fruits of the Spirit. Everything Father allows us to go through, Brother Jose, is that he can dig deeper in our garden and cause the seed of his empowered word to grow out of us, his fruits of the Spirit, his fruits of righteousness, his fruits of peace, joy, and love, and all the other spiritual virtues. So you're going through the purging because he wants you to produce more, more fruit of the Spirit. And I also believe he wants us to do, amen, the works of God in the power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. And Brother Jose, I feel a word just rising up in me now. Can I just go ahead and just release that real quick?
Of course.
So I hear the word of the Lord saying, amen, this is a time that I'm going to cause you, man of God, Brother Jose, to see again a new level and demonstration of the authority of God in the graces and giftings of God. For I have sharpened your tools. I have sharpened your discernment. And now I'm going to even cause the grace and power of my Spirit to flow through you in a new measure, saith the Spirit of God. And you're going to see that I'm going to stir the gifts. I'm going to fan the flame of the graces and giftings that I've endowed in you, says the Lord. And you're going to spring forth in a new dimension. This is why the adversary has tried to undermine. This is why he's tried to hinder. This is why he's tried to stop you, because he has seen you even come into a place of due dedication and surrender to the Lord that is a concern to him. But know that the Lord is going to finish the work that he has started in you, man of God, and he is going to bring you forth in a new power, a new level of grace, and a new level of boldness. And the Lord says, even to the listeners tonight listening to this radio program, you're going to begin to see a new wave of my power, says God. You that have cried out, Lord, I want to die to myself. Lord, I want to live only to you. I want to reckon the members of my body dead to you but alive to God. The Lord says to you that have prayed in that manner, you that have desired no ego of your own, no celebration of your own, but you've sought only to glorify me. This is what I'm about to release to you in this hour, says the Spirit of God. So get ready for this new refreshing and this new empowering, says the Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I was remembering here another scripture, my brother. And I think this is will touch so much life, so many lives that will hear this also, because our God never changes. What changes is our disposition. But Jesus is the same. The doctrines change. The church change. But Jesus doesn't change. Even the Bible can change in the hands of men, but not Jesus Christ. He is the same.
Right.
So if you remember, there is a passage on the Bible where Jesus is on a feast, on a wedding feast, I think, and the guests are drinking wine, and suddenly the wine ends. It's written as the first miracle of Jesus, I think, and Jesus Christ was on that feast, and being God, he knew what was happening, so. Why did Jesus Christ let the wine end? if he was there. He has invited all humanity to his feast, to his wedding feast.
Yes.
But even in this wedding feast, sometimes the devil makes us think that the wine has ended for us. We have no more happiness. We have all kind of struggles because one day we have chosen to accept Jesus Christ. And we start hearing the voice of the devil. We start following what that so is
Just be patient. He's breaking up.
Mary sometimes. We are Mary. We are like Mary. We think we know Jesus, but we don't know. We only know what he wants us to know. And this is through these trials, through these proofs that we have to pass, that we start knowing Jesus better and better and better. Because Jesus has reserved the best wine, for those who don't leave the feast. Those that start when the wine ends, when the wine ended and leave that feast, they didn't prove the best wine. It was reserved for those who stayed on the feast. So you better believe that if you are not in sin, if you are believing in the promise of the Word of God for your life, if you are waiting for your marriage, if you are waiting for your wife, if you are waiting for the direction in some kind of area in your life, you better believe that if you don't decide to follow those that go away of the feast, you will prove the best life. But you must be purged. Because the best wine, it's only for those who are purged.
Yes.
Those who want to love Jesus Christ, not because of the wine, because they don't know when comes the wine.
Are you there, Brother Jose?
Let me just... I am... Can you hear me?
Yeah, you were breaking up
there for just a moment.
Sorry, I was breaking all time?
No, just partially.
Okay, but
and
did you get the message?
Now. Yes.
Most of it, yes.
Did you get the... Okay, so I was just making a comparison about the Canaan wedding feast in our lives. Because we must be present, even when we think the wine is ended. But if Jesus is in our life, if we are not in sin, if we are not double-minded, we will drink the best wine.
Yes, amen. No, you did a very good explanation, and I find it interesting, Brother Jose, that you mentioned the wedding, because one of the scriptures that the Lord had given me tonight was Revelation 21, verse 2, which talks about a bride being adorned for her husband. And I think that the scripture emphatically reveals that there is a bride in preparation right now for the union with her divine lover, the Lord himself. The Lord has put a people together as to become his bride. But there's one thing unique about the bride that Christ is forming right now, and that is that she is going to be a wife of loyalty and faithfulness to the Lord, but also she's going to be a warrior at the same time. There's almost like a dichotomy there of truth. She's going to be a worshipful bride, but also a warrior in the strength and power of the Spirit. And she is, I believe, Brother Jose, receiving this new wine of life. There is still wine from the Father's banquet table to be served, I believe, Brother, to these last day righteous remnant saints that God is raising up. Because one thing I find interesting about the wine, I think there was a prophetic statement there, because what did Jesus do? He didn't create the wine, per se, out of his own substance, but the Bible says he turned the water into wine. And again, prophetically, the water speaks of his word, his redeeming word, his cleansing word, his a powerful word. But he took the water and changed it into wine. And I believe that God right now is changing our understanding of the word into revelatory truth and power and demonstration, Brother Jose, inside of people that want the wine from heaven. There is a new wine being poured out. And I've just this last week, we had one of our brothers that have come to work with us here, just overshadowed and filled with the Holy Spirit and the manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Just the joy and the spiritual exuberation, and almost like a spiritual inebriation, and just overwhelmed in the power of that new wine. That new wine was going to be set at your table again, saints. God is going to take that new wine, and God is going to cause you to drink deep from his cistern of revelation. Because, Brother Jose, I believe that what we're going to see Father do right now, he's going to take us from knowledge to revelation. I believe the scripture says that we perish because of lack of knowledge. But God has not caused his righteous remnant to perish, because we have the knowledge of God. But now the Father, by the Holy Spirit, is about to turn our existing knowledge into a higher level degree of revelation that's going to give us the authority to look into the enemy's camp and spy out and see what he has planned, and begin to sabotage his plans in the Spirit, begin to divert his plans in the Spirit, begin to nullify, to make void the adversary's plans in the Spirit against the lives that he would like to steal from and kill and destroy. Our God is greater. Our God is awesome. And he's going to give us that type of just Holy Spirit discernment and Holy Spirit empowerment to destroy the works of the devil and to demolish his strongholds. God is doing that right now. And God is connecting a group of people through the airwaves that at this temporary moment belongs to the prince of the power of the air. But there is a group of believers. And Brother Jose, you've been called to bring the prince down by lifting the king up. Hallelujah. I feel the anointing of God on that right now. Hallelujah. You've been called to expose the prince of the air and the power of the air, and lift up Jesus, to lift up Yahushua, and to let him be crowned Lord of Lords and King of Kings in the midst of a worshiping group of end-time warriors. Praise be to God, we have the victory. Praise be to God, Jesus won the victory at the cross when he said it is finished. And now we are going in this end time to enforce that victory and see the light expel the darkness and see the light of God overcome the power of darkness. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Brother Max, I'm going just to update this in some 2 or 3 minutes in Portuguese. And then I think it's important for some of us to hear the testimony. I don't know if Brother Nathan wants to give us something from himself. Maybe he wants he has some story to tell. But let me just update this thing in Portuguese, because I think it's important for people to accompany the idea, ok? Meus amados, nós estamos falando de coisas que com certeza não é nenhuma surpresa, mas é importante que vocês entendam que as mesmas experiências que nós temos tido no Brasil, em Portugal, estes irmãos estão tendo também com as igrejas e tudo isso na América. A corrupção dos corações, o vazio de amor, o esfriamento dos corações e tudo isso. Mas há um grupo de pessoas que está sendo sustentado pelo Senhor. São aqueles que são os chamados sinceros para com Deus. Aqueles que Deus sabe que, mal ou bem, mas com as poucas forças que lhes têm restado, têm procurado servir Deus, Jesus Cristo, e mantido-se fiel. E houve aqui uma comparação em relação às bodas de Canaã, o primeiro milagre, né? O primeiro milagre de Jesus, em que Jesus, estando numa festa e sendo Deus, tendo conhecimento de todas as coisas, ele sabia que iria surgir ali um problema, iria faltar vinho. Mas Deus deixou acontecer isso, não é? Seria um tremendo embaraço para aquela gente que estava ali feliz, tinha convidado Jesus. Jesus tinha aceito o convite. Né? Ao contrário de muitos santarrões que há por aí, que não podem ir a lado nenhum, não podem se juntar com ninguém, Jesus aceitava o convite. E até bebia vinho, vejam lá. Mas Jesus sabia que ia ser um embaraço enorme para aquelas pessoas que tinham gentilmente convidado ele. Maria estava ali do seu lado, pensando em conhecer o seu filho. Né? E quando aconteceu, quando chegou a hora em que convidados queriam mais vinho e já não havia, começou a questionar-se. Né? Provavelmente muitos deles foram até embora. E Maria foi falar com Jesus. Foi falar: não há vinho. Provavelmente até: olha, vamos embora, né? Mas ouviu de Jesus uma resposta interessante, não é? Que tenho eu contigo, mulher. Nós, na nossa vida, muitas vezes, somos assim como Maria, né? Até pensamos que conhecemos Jesus. Mas quando nos falta o vinho, quando nos falta aquela alegria, aquele fervor, não é? Quando Deus permite certas coisas em nossa vida, somos como Maria. Olha, é o Senhor. O que é que aconteceu? Onde está a tua palavra? Às vezes Deus tem que nos dar assim umas respostas. Olha, o que é que eu tenho a ver contigo? Não fui eu que morri por ti? Não me entregaste a tua vida? Se eu não quiser dar o que tu queres? Isso chama-se prova, isso chama-se fogo. Isso chama-se ser provado pela palavra. É muito fácil amar Cristo quando Ele nos dá tudo, né? Isso é o que o sistema vende. Mas é engraçado que Jesus, mesmo deixando isso acontecer, Ele resolveu a situação, não é? Não porque eu fosse obrigado, mas porque Ele amava aquelas pessoas. E o que é interessante é que todos aqueles que provavelmente saíram da festa quando começou a faltar o vinho, são só aqueles que querem estar nas festas por interesse, mas que seguem Cristo enquanto Cristo tem dízimos para eles, estes não provaram o melhor vinho. E você que está questionando Jesus Cristo, está perguntando a Deus onde está a promessa, você já pensou que se calhar está sendo provado? Você vai sair da festa? Você foi convidado para as bodas, não é? Mas as bodas não é só bênção, não. Também tem serviço. Quando você é acordado pelo Espírito Santo para orar para um irmão, para uma situação, você levanta-se e vai orar. O homem não vê, não é? Mas se calhar isso vai fazer toda a diferença na vida do irmão. vê um mendigo à sua volta e você se recusa a dar a sua esmola ou a sua ajuda, matar a fome àquela pessoa porque já deu o dízimo na igreja, como é que você vai se justificar diante de Deus? Vai se justificar com os seus dízimos? Como faziam os fariseus? Você vai ouvir apenas dizer, olha, eu não te conheço. Não conhecias a palavra? Então tome cuidado. Boa servente ao seu senhor. Depois você será servido. Eu estou falando do senhor. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it was breaking up. A little
Am
bit.
Am I breaking up?
No, not now.
Okay, what about now?
Sound good now.
Hold on. Is it good? Okay.
Mhm.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Please go on. Is it Brother Nathan?
Yes, it is.
Please. Well,
praise the Lord. I
now. You can go. Go on.
Okay. I just thank the Lord for everybody being on hearing. I'm going to speak from a prophetic place. I'm going to speak to your spirit. Also, I'm going to speak to the flesh because the stronghold is in the flesh. And as we die, that when the Lord allows us to know him, and I've noticed that every time I become intimate with him, as I honor myself, as I bring myself to him, he shows me something about myself that's of the flesh, and he says, son, I want you to let this part of you die. And as I surrender that part, that's my testimony. That's my a testament of overcoming.
Amen.
And having victory. And because now that I have
Amen.
Victory in that area, I declare victory upon you. I declare
Amen.
Victory upon all my brothers and sisters because now I have faith and knowing that it's possible and also that I can instill in you that I can walk with you in that area that I've overcome, and that's the testimony. Now, when it comes to the carnal man or the flesh man, that in reference to who God says he wanted to purge me from, is because obviously there was somebody of that same attractiveness or that same similar flesh attraction that we
Amen.
have to overcome, to have, because there's a stronghold in many people that have been subject to things of the flesh from other people's flesh. That's usually where it starts, from sometimes a very young age. And that surfaces, and it gives them strength to be that person. They don't know how to be anything else but that person. So it becomes a stronghold. So I declare upon those first that the testament that I have declared upon you, that which God gave me strength and overcoming power, based on that faith that I have as a testament, that it will be for you. And I initiate that upon you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that you
Amen.
Can overcome. Because all you have to do is love him, surrender. And when he brings this to your attention, that I come with you in agreement that you can overcome. And you will overcome.
Amen.
And you will have people among you and the many witnesses among you to be able to assist you and help you to bring you through that place. So you, when it becomes an overcoming, you have power over it, then you can actually deliver others from it. And now I'm seeing
Amen.
Myself being able to speak to that carnal part, that fleshly part that sometimes people have strongholds in, because that's where the strongholds reside in, and spiritual strongholds, that I speak into that I nullify or I cancel this, your strength, that will be exposed for what it really is, a lie. And I feel for the people that are subject to it. I embrace you and with the love of Jesus Christ to know that lie that you've lived most of your life, that you've been subject to that idea that gives you strength, that confidence, that self-confidence, that you can resist anything because of this lie and deception that came to you, and it comes to you sometimes through a perverted form. It sometimes situation happens, and it's a transformation of a wrong spirit through this flesh. So I'm initiating that ability to be able to embrace the person and love you for God, what God intended for you to do. But I canceled your ability to be able to hold on to the idea of the flesh that you put yourself into and that you're given it strength. I cancel that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that only one will ever stand.
Amen.
Will be Christ in you.
Amen. 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 Brother Nathan, this is so true. I could only remember that the worst part, the worst fight that I had to fight, it was that one that Jesus wants us all to do, because it's the real, where is the real difficult of following Jesus Christ. It means denying yourself. This is the worst part. This is the most difficult. I see so many people with good intentions, loving the message. But when it comes, when God touch this inner part, that he must deny his dream, or maybe it's something that comes from the family. It's a teaching that his father or grandfather told him, something about a vicious sin, something about money or woman or something. That thing, it becomes an idol in us, becomes a prison for our soul. It stops us from seeing the beauty of Jesus Christ, because we are so attached to this thing that we don't believe that Jesus will take care better for us. We still afraid of losing this thing, and sometimes we lose. But when God takes us something from our life, even if we love, and God breaks that thing, could be a love, could be an object. It's not because God is bad, just because he knows that we will stay here. We will be like the wife of Lot, looking back when it's time to go. And that thing will put us down, will push us down. And we will not be able to take all the inheritors that you have.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. For your goodness. For your light.
I was an evangelist. I was.
Yeah, it's breaking up.
Yeah.
I know you've already stopped. It's breaking up. I hear it a little bit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. If I talk, is it still breaking up if I'm talking?
I can hear you.
Because I can't tell. Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, no? I can. I'm.
Okay.
Yes, I can. I hope you can me.
Yes, I can hear you now.
So just to complete, after 6 years of marriage, trying not to divorce because I was seeing his marriage going down, 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 and I never made anything on the word that it was a good excuse for having a divorce, and I believe she didn't make also, but she wanted a divorce. I would not maintain here if she doesn't want. So she wants, I gave him divorce, and I put in the throne of God. But I asked God, what happened? What have I done? And God said, I have something better for you.
Mm-hmm.
I have something better. She didn't have the same call. I permit you marry her, but she was not my choice. It was your choice.
Mm-hmm.
And after 3 years, I got married from a a Brazilian woman that was living on Brazil, and I am in Portugal.
Wow.
And she left everything. She had a job. She ended the university.
Wow.
But she wanted to serve Jesus Christ, and she left their family, everything, to come to live with me, and we married here, and we are married for all eternity.
Praise
this is my
Lord.
Story. This is my testimony for those who think God lost your prayers. God forgot, didn't forget. He just removing the bad things to make a new vase, a great vase.
Amen.
For the kingdom.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Beautiful. Thank you, Lord.
You know,
I think Brother Marcus.
I am. Brother Nathan, just let me finish with this idea. If you think that the story of Isaac, it's only in the Bible, I am 44. My wife now, she has, how old are you? She has 24 now. 20 years difference.
Okay?
Okay. Please, Brother Marcus, go on now. Or Brother Nathan, I don't know who's going to talk.
Yes, I'm here. Yeah. I hear him talk. I don't hear him.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. But I think
okay,
Brother Marcus is trying to talk or something.
Hi, Brother Marcus. She's not unmuted. She's not muted. She's unmuted. He is unmuted. Can you hear me, Brother Mark? I don't think we can hear Brother Mark now. Brother Nathan, are you there?
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Brother Mark, can you hear me? Hold on. I think we're having some interference.
Maybe now I heard something, but I don't hear anything.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah,
the chat room, they can hear me. You can't hear me. Oh, something's wrong here. Yes. Brother Max, I can hear you.
No. No, I don't hear nothing. I just hear you, Jose.
Okay. I hear you too. Brother Nathan, I can hear you.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, so please, can you call Brother Marcus to join you? Are you near him?
I'm not sure how to do that. But let me see.
You're in the same house? No?
Yes.
Okay. So please, if the other phone is down, please use that one you bought.
Okay. I'll be right back.
Okay. Meanwhile, I'm going to complete my story, because I know that
there
are a lot of people
phone.
Here. Okay, Brother Mark. Please go on.
Sorry
let's,
about that.
Let's continue.
Well,
we have 30 minutes.
Okay. I wanted to say that when Brother Nathan was releasing and declaring what he shared, I felt a tangible grace present for the listeners to receive the grace to be purged from anything that was causing them to stumble
or causing him to have an issue with anything that they might feel, you know, that the Lord was dealing with. When prophetic people speak a word, God's grace is already evident and present to watch over that word and perform what it was sent to do, whether it be salvation, deliverance, healing. And I felt that tangible grace when Brother Nathan was releasing that. So I believe tonight, Brother Jose, there are people out there that the grace of God is being given to them to overcome anything that they may have been entangled with, because I'm telling you what, God is going to have a strong group of end time warriors that is free from everything that has tried to weigh them down, even those sins that try to so easily beset them. God's grace is sufficient. We don't have to be victims of sin. We don't have to be prisoners of sin. We can serve righteousness by faith in Jesus. And through the indwelling power of the Holy Spirit, we can be holy as He is holy. And there's a scripture, brother, in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. And it's a very familiar scripture because it talks about the weapons of our warfare. Like in verse 4, it says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and brings into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, we usually stop right there. I love to teach on verse 4 and 5. But, Brother Jose, listen to verse 6. Listeners, listen to what it says in verse 6. And having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience. Do you hear what God is saying there? After God has purged your thinking processes and brought them in obedience to how Jesus thinks and His thoughts, when that happens, what God is doing is He's preparing us as ready soldiers. You see, soldiers can be on alert in a state of constant readiness after they're purged, trained, and prepared for battle. So what's happening right now to many of you out there, you're going through that purging process, but you are overcoming by the grace of God in your spiritual warfare, and your weapons of warfare are bringing every thought in subjection to the obedience of Christ. Why? Because again in verse 6, He is making you a group of ready warriors, ready soldiers, to revenge all disobedience, every spirit of disobedience, every thought of disobedience. God has called you to bring the vengeance of God on. Now, I know the scripture says that vengeance belongs to no man. Now, that's talking about fleshly, retaliatory, ungodly type of vengeance. But, Brother Jose, I believe there's a righteous vengeance, a righteous indignation that is of the nature of God that hates sin. He hates sin. And when His Holy Spirit's in us, He will teach us to hate sin. He will teach us to hate iniquity and love righteousness. But He will use us to begin to bring His vengeance against all spirits of disobedience. And that can only happen when you read the last part of verse 6, when your obedience is fulfilled. So what Father is doing right now, He is allowing us to go through test, purging, and preparation to learn to be quickly obedient to the sound of His voice. When He tells us to go, we go. When He tells us to stay, we stay. When we must become like the pattern son, Jesus Himself. Jesus didn't do anything, or He didn't speak anything until He saw His Father do it, or He heard His Father say it. And that's the type of sonship company, the sonship company, the sons of God. Because the Bible says those that are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Brother Jose, there's a group of believers like yourself and others out there that are being trained to be led not by their own soul or any voice of any other stranger, but only under the dictates of the Holy Spirit and follow the Lamb whithersoever He goes. That's exciting. That is exciting news right now because God is preparing Himself a group of worship warriors and righteous remnant people who know how to demolish strongholds, but only after their obedience is fulfilled. So we're going through specialized training right now. We are going through intensive drills right now. And through every drill and every test, we're learning to be obedient and quickly obey God. Jose?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you good.
Okay. Brother, it's so true what you are saying, because this is what we are experiencing ourselves. I cannot speak. I am not so courageous. I was before, but God transformed my life and teach me that in His work, in His project, He is the architect, and He provides everything. Not us, not our carnal wishes, not our impetuosity, I think this is the word.
Right.
Not our strength. It's Jesus in us, working in us, the Holy Spirit in us.
Yeah.
So when we start understanding this dependency of the Holy Spirit, we don't follow what our mind so much time in impression want us to do. If something is missing, we go look and we may be deceived. It's better for, before taking a decision, ask the advice of God. Wait for His response.
Yes.
Because even in my marriage, my new marriage, can you imagine how much traps I have to derive to know what was the promise of God for my life now? Can you imagine how wolves, a female wolf, came to deceive, to stop me to see who was the promise that God had for me? Because God never shows all the plan. He proves. When he said to Abraham, leave your family and go, he said something else. He said, for a land that I will show you. Abraham didn't know where to go. He just leaves.
Right.
This is our God. This is our God. He will show when you give a step of faith, of obedience. So I had to take a plane from Portugal to go to Brazil to meet my wife. I have met her on the internet. Can you see? I have to leave my mother here with some person to stay almost a week there to meet his parents, his family. It takes faith. I have to pray to God.
That's right.
And when I was taking the plane, I said, God, give me a sign, because I don't know what can happen, and my mom still here. And God said to me on that plane, before he take off, I will give you that sign. And when the plane was taking off, God said to look for the window. And when I looked to the window, above the clouds was a rainbow.
Praise
and
God.
There was no rain. There was no rain, my brother. And God said, that's the ark of my alliance. That's the alliance, that's the sign that I told. Go in peace. As for you, the waters of the deluge have ended. You will get your wife.
Yes.
It's my gift. Not your choice. It's my choice. It's my choice. Because what I do eternally. Not to lose.
That's right.
So don't give up. Don't leave the party. If you think you are whole to marry, you are whole to fulfill your dream, no. Just keep serving the Lord. Because on Canaan feast, on the Canaan wedding feast, Jesus did the miracle. Jesus give the new wine, but there was need someone to take the vases and fill with water. Jesus didn't did that. The man did. So if you are on the feast, if you are serving, you will see and you will drink from the miracle of Jesus.
Yes. I believe tonight, Brother Jose, that many are drinking from the living waters that's flowing from the throne as we speak, because we speak tonight from a kingdom mentality. We speak tonight from a place of intimate relationship with Jesus that comes through prayer, that comes through worship, that comes through obedience. And that word obedience keeps coming back up. What if, Brother Jose, you had not been obedient to take that plane? Then the purpose of God, the plans of God, would not have played out as they did in the Father's good pleasure. But you went in faith and obedience. And Jesus said, if you love me, you'll obey me. So that's why right now that the Father is teaching us by his Holy Spirit through daily experiences. I mean, and I believe, Brother Jose, it's important to be obedient to the Holy Spirit in the most mundane things, the most common things even, because every opportunity that we hear his voice is an opportunity to obey him. And to those that will obey him, they will eat the good of the land. To those that will obey him, they will experience his covenant blessings. So you gave an awesome example of being a man of faith and obedience. That's what God is looking for right now, because in the process of purging, we learn obedience. In the process of being obedient, we become prepared. And in the process of being prepared, we learn to fight. We learn to fight the good fight of faith. And it had to be the Holy Ghost that gave you the title for your show, Demolishing Strongholds, because this is the time. There is a sound of war in the land. And I speak not so much as the natural voices that declare a natural war, but I'm talking about the trumpets that are being blown, the shofar sounding to declare that this is a time of war, that it's time that the soldiers be assembled. It's time that they fall into rank. There's too many soldiers that have fallen out of place by being independent. And you used a word, brother, that I love. You talked about being dependent upon the Father.
Yes.
Jesus was dependent only. He wasn't even dependent upon his own sonship. He was dependent upon the fatherhood of God to speak to him, to direct him, to lead him, to show him. And I think that every son must become totally dependent upon the Heavenly Father. Every daughter of the Most High God must become totally dependent. Now, how do you do that? By learning obedience. Jesus, what does the Scripture say, Brother Jose? Jesus learned obedience by the things he suffered. When God became man and he was man in flesh, he had to learn obedience. But he had a broken heart, or I should say a broken will, that allowed him to be obedient to everything the Father spoke to him. And that's what the Father is looking for in us, an obedient heart, a broken will, and a heart that wants to obey him quickly when we hear the sound of his voice. Praise God for his leadership. Praise God for his Holy Spirit.
And that word, obedience, sometimes our flesh and the enemy works in us. It makes this word so heavy, you see. But when you operate in love for Jesus Christ, it's so light. It's so simple to obey. Because we trust, we learn how to trust, how to depend on our Father. We learn how He is good for us. Because He only has good things for us. It becomes easy to obey when you don't operate in fear of a religious God. I gave you the example of my marriage. But if I had been formatted by the system from the church where I was 8 years before, I would never get this wife. Because I remember one day God said to me, leave your work because it was a dirty work. It was full of sin, and the Holy Spirit wouldn't tolerate one more day there. And I leave that work, and I went to the church, and I said to the pastor and the leader, I leave my work because God said to me, leave or you will die spiritually. You know what was the answer? Oh, no. You are a rebel. God never made us tell us to leave a work without giving first another one. Oh, really? God said to Abram to leave without showing. God said to Abram, give me your son, and now he cannot, he is not free to take us out from a dirty work without giving another work first. This is your gospel. I was the rebel one, you see. But after I'm out, God gave me a job where I was earning five more than before.
Amen. There is blessing in obedience. And it's most imperative that you seek the direction of God more than the approval of men. Because there are even religious spirits that will try to compromise your obedience to the Lord. Religious spirits will always try to get you to follow the dictate of laws or principles rather than the living Christ who speaks a word. This is the way, walk you in it. Had you not obeyed the word of the Lord, Brother Jose, you wouldn't have got the increase. You wouldn't have got the blessing. You wouldn't have got you would not have gotten the greater promise. I exhort you in the name of the Lord tonight, everybody that's listening, be quick to obey the voice of the Holy Spirit. Build a relationship with the Holy Spirit, because you're not neglecting Jesus when you commune with the Holy Spirit, because when the Holy Spirit comes, he exalts Jesus. He takes of that which is belonging to Jesus and shows it to us. So there are many people that don't have a strong walk with Jesus because they neglect the person of the Holy Spirit who comes to glorify Jesus and reveal Jesus to us. Amen? And one thing right now, I go back to this word obedience, brother. The Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice.
That's true, brother. I want to share with you something that is coming from the Lord right now, from my heart.
Amen. I receive it.
Because I know where the Lord say to me, do it. Talk. So I have to do it because I have it in my mouth. It's coming out. My brother, do you know why the friends of Daniel didn't burn on the furnace? Remember their words. Know you, O King, that if our God wants to deliver us, he will deliver us, but we will not bow to that statue.
They said this,
and the king sent them to the furnace. But you know why they didn't burn there? It was, of course, because God was there, but it was because they were refined before.
Yes.
They didn't have anything to burn. They were all pure. So it's better to be refined on the fire of God, of the trials of God, than on their judgment.
That's right.
So if you are not in sin, if you are waiting, keep, even if you have failed but you want to get up, remember that God doesn't want our perfection, because nobody is perfect, only Jesus. He wants us, our perseverance. He wants us to not give up. Peter failed. All the apostles ran away, and even so, Jesus still loved them.
Amen.
So don't leave the feast. Don't leave the feast. Don't give up, because one day, God will come to your life and say, okay, son, now it's your time to pay back the devil. I am paying back.
Thank you, Lord.
I am paying back. And for you, Brother Marcus, keep what I have sent in email, because I know that God has something for you. in that area.
Keep it,
because when that blessing will come, you will see that nothing is forgotten in the kingdom.
Amen. Well, brother, I received that word into my heart and spirit. It's very encouraging. And surely the Lord has anointed you tonight to release that word, because, be honest, brother, I needed to hear a word like that you gave me tonight. You know, one thing that I don't think that sometimes the body understands is that when people are on the front lines, people like you, you're out there on the front lines, Brother Jose. We're on the front lines out here. And a lot of times, you know, people have seen us be strong, speak strong, live strong. But there are those times that the adversary targets the shepherds and the prophets, because, you know, the Bible speaks about if the shepherd can be smitten, the sheep will flee. They will scatter. And there's been so many scattered across the land because the adversary has smitten, you know, leaders through, you know, certain areas. But they need encouragement too. We need encouragement. And so I bless you tonight in the name of the Lord, brother, for speaking those refreshing words. It's like, you know, this strength into my bowels of compassion that you've spoken. And I bless you for that.
I thank you. Brother, I want to pray for you, especially for you, because I know how you are being targeted. Or all kind of targets. I want to encourage all our brothers to pay a price for Brother Marcos. Sometimes the devil uses the most close to us to try to disencourage our work.
Yes.
But one thing that I have learned is this: I will never be measured for the ideas of another man. I have delivered my life to Jesus Christ and not for the man. Even the holy man, there are a lot of great men of God, thanks to God, here on this land, on this planet. But they didn't went to the cross for me. It was Jesus. Being, leaving others measure my life is being tracers to Jesus Christ. Only He has the honor to measure our life.
That's right.
All things will come to pass. The destroying hold ministry will come to pass. Brother Mark's ministry will come to pass. But Jesus Christ remains. The work will still be here when we are gone. So we only must be measured by Jesus Christ. So please, pay a price for this man, because I know he's going to have great fights, but it's only because there's a great victory waiting for his life. And I will pray to my God, Jesus Christ, in Yahushua's name, that God will show you the promise that I told.
Yes.
God will make you understand why the things are happening. Because the worst thing that we can have as a workers of the field of God, it's double-minded people around us.
Yes.
Just pushing us down.
Yes.
Losing our time. Remember, my brother, 1, 2, most 3 times we must preach the word. If they don't accept it completely, go on. Go on, because you've made your part. They have to do their part. When they start feeling the fire, they will run after you. You better believe that.
Yes.
So there are promises for your life. My God is your God. My God doesn't eat the things half. He has all you need in a human perspective for your life. So don't be deceived. Don't be deceived, because the devil is cunning.
Yes.
He wants to stop that blessing in your life.
Yes.
Let them come to you. Don't go after them if you have already made everything you need to do, for they understand. I remember your preaching one day before about this. Double-minded are not needed here.
Right.
Jesus doesn't his work. People stop.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I God, in Jesus' name, I pray for your warrior. I pray that the promise that he requires is in hearing him. Will be shown to him. And in Jesus' name, we will have the pleasure of that picture of a great stronghold of your kingdom being formed to your glory. Being so pure that will bring a great joy and will make this humble man be more fruitful yet to your kingdom.
Yes, Lord.
Show him your faith. Show him your promise.
Yes.
Because this is what I want and I require from you. It's the alliance you gave me for fulfilling your purpose here. I go in faith of God that I am worthy to require this for my brother. You know what I am talking about. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes. Well, my brother, I thank you so much for that prayer. It was so needed. And I would like, I know we just got just a couple minutes left, but I would like to take a moment just to pray for you.
1.5 minutes, my brother. 1.5 minutes.
1.5 minutes. Well,
yes.
Abba Father, we lift up to you tonight our beloved brother, Brother Jose, and all the listening audience tonight that has joined in to hear this program on demolishing strongholds. Lord, I thank you for this program, that it has been raised up for such a time as this, and that Brother Jose is at the helm under the leadership and direction of the Holy Spirit. And, Father, I call forth more listeners, not for the sake of numbers, but for the sake of hearing truth and being delivered
Amen.
By the truth that they hear. Father, we call forth finances from the north, east, south, and west for Brother Jose to accomplish, Father God, even the bigger plans that you have for him in these end days. Lord, he's not yet near finished his purpose nor his course yet. So many more things to do, Father, that you call him to do. And he will have help because help comes from the Lord. Help comes from the Lord. And we call for the help of the Lord right now. And we bless him. And we give you all praise and glory for what you're going to do for Brother Jose and this radio program. In Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father.
Amen. Amen, brother. We will keep in touch.
I'll be emailing you. I love you, brother. I thank God for you.
Amen. Brother Nathan, it was a pleasure. Always come back when you want.
Bless you.
Bless you, brother. See you.
Good night, my brother.
Good night.